This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis acknowledges that his landmark bill to change how housing gets built in much of Colorado may not pass this legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill originally would have allowed more dense development in many cities, overriding local rules. It's facing strong pushback from local officials who argue it usurps their authority and won't solve the affordable housing crisis. In an interview with Colorado Matters, the governor says he's not giving up.
It's, of course, my goal for my second term. I mean, I ran on this. We're going to deliver on it. Just like my first term, I ran on preschool and kindergarten. We had half-day kindergarten when I came in. I said, we're going to get full day. Nobody thought we could do it. We did it.
Polis says his bill will help with climate change and lower housing costs, creating more affordable options. But already, lawmakers have removed most of its strongest provisions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
135 people are now hospitalized from confirmed COVID-19 cases of the virus. That's a slight drop from last week, its lowest number since late September, and 300 fewer than the most recent peak in November. Most utilities tracking COVID-19 show decreases of the virus found in wastewater samples. People are still dying of COVID, though. 16 Coloradans died due to the virus the first week of April. DACA recipients now have more opportunities to work in law enforcement. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill Thursday that allows people with DACA status to possess or carry firearms as peace officers. Before, as community officers, they were unable to handle firearms, which made it a challenge for them to get hired. Sponsors of the bipartisan bill hope that some immigrants can better connect with their communities and fill a gap in staffing. This is CPR News and KRCC. Up next, it's Here and Now.